This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Just one pill each morning and no heartburn all day. My holiday hero.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our post-game report continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers as Northwestern defeats Wisconsin today 24-10. Before we hear from head coach Luke Fickell, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Two-touchdown win for the Northwestern Wildcats today. A few minutes ago, our own Mike Heller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
How significant is that challenge that you as a staff and that locker room faces at this point?
Well, it's the greatest challenge I've been a part of. And, there's no magic answer. There's no magic solution. There's just a lot of guts and tough, hard work. And, we got a lot of answers. We got a lot of things we got to answer. And, we don't have a whole lot of time right now, but we got to find out a lot of things here in the last couple of weeks, because what we're doing right now is not going to get it done. It's certainly not good enough, and it's darn right embarrassing.
Luke, on the field, complimentary football, something you guys talk about a lot. Defensively, weren't able to get off the field. First 10 third down conversions they hit on, and you had the first drive, which got points, but then no other scoring drives in the first half.
No, we couldn't get off the field in the first half by any means, and put ourselves in a really, really, really difficult situation. It's disheartening, there's nothing the offense in some situations could do. We couldn't. And they had 16 plays, I think, in the first half, and they found a way to methodically move the ball and basically make every third down in the first half. And there's just no way you're going to get any momentum and generate anything if you can't get off the field.
There was questions going into this week about Tanner. What did you think of his guts, his toughness, and how he played?
Well, he's the toughness of this team. I mean, he gave it everything he's got, and he's been battling like 3 weeks out of surgery, and, that thing doesn't feel good. But he sure as hell went out there and gave it everything he's got, and, he's what we got. He's what we need, and more that mental side of things. And so I thought he did everything he could possibly do.
Last one for you, Luke. You got another home game a week from tonight against Nebraska, and then one road game. You need one for bowl eligibility. Is that part of the challenge for them right now?
Right now, we can't think past tomorrow. Yeah. So beyond tomorrow, we don't know. I mean, I think what we got to do is really kind of hone in on every day, every moment, moving forward and not overthinking about, what the next week's going to bring. If we do that, we'll continue to, wallow around and look like we did. And unfortunately tonight or this afternoon or today, we're going to have to really kind of hone in and not worry about the end results of things right now. We got to find out. We got a lot of answers to be had here.
Luke, thank you. Appreciate it. Back to you guys.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Never fun interviews to have, as we've always talked about, Tosh. A lot more fun to do these things after a win, but so it goes. And it is the, okay, where do you go from here? And he said it's about tomorrow and regrouping and finding out more about this team and who's going to be with them, beyond the two games that are guaranteed this year, but, looking, moving forward with this program.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, this is – it's an awesome gig to be a college football player. It's really fun when you're winning and you got all the accolades and everybody showering you with attaboys. This is where it's tough. There's not going to be any attaboys. There'll be a lot of other boys, not a lot of attaboys being shouted. So now this is where the group kind of binds together and you try to figure some things out. And it's going to be a hard road for everybody in that locker room, because this is where you have to make sure that guys aren't splintering, because there's going to be a lot of self-interest that are in play. And that's where Luke Fickell said this is going to be the biggest challenge of his career. Not only the fact what he's trying to put out on the football field, that locker room too. So the challenges are aplenty for everybody involved. And a lot of times, I can't remember the quote, I'm really bad at doing this, but weak men come from great times. Great men come from
okay. Tough times? I don't
tough
know.
Times.
There you go.
Yeah, in essence, what I'm trying to say, I knew I'd butcher that. What I'm trying to say is when you're going through the tough times, when you come out of it, that's when you really figure out who you are and what you're all about. And right now, I think for all of us that have been watching this, being a part of this program for a long time, this is one of the tougher times we've seen.
Yeah, it is. You know, this is a team now over the last, we're talking about the COVID year, over, you know, going from 2020 to now, this is a team that is 16-15 in the Big Ten. They went through this 20 years ago under Barry Alvarez. They had a stretch from between 2000 and 2003 where the Big Ten record was 13-19.
Okay.
So it's happened. It's been a while. They got out of it then, and we'll look forward to seeing how this team gets out of the doldrums that it is in right now as a football team that's just not very good. And we'll see if they can start to get a step in the right direction next Saturday night.
That's as blunt as you're going to hear it, but that's where we're at.
All right. We'll take a break. More in our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Gah, I'm so stressed about my business not being ready for the holidays.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep, switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma, smart communications for the smarter business.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 10, as we wind things down here at Camp Randall Stadium. Tanner Mordecai, 31 of 45, 255 yards. Ben Bryant, he's his old coach today, 18 of 26 through the air, 195 yards and two touchdowns. Cam Porter ran it 18 times for 72. Cade Iacomelli led Wisconsin, 47 rushing yards on nine attempts. And we're, again, during a break, I'm going to bring it up now, how stats can be sometimes comically deceiving. Wisconsin ends up with the edge in total yards, 341 to 324. But the real deceiving number is the third down percentage. Northwestern hit on its first 10 in the guts of the game, and it took control 1-7 after that. So they were 11-17, 9-17 for Wisconsin. That's a lie.
Yeah,
they took control early.
That is a lie. That's disinformation or whatever other phrase you want to say, because I don't ever remember doing a game with you where there was a stat that just jumped out at you to the degree that it did as why the game was going the way it was, more so than pleading, please get off the field, because that was what was limiting any opportunities for our offense to get going. And it wasn't as if it was a bunch of third and ones. It was third and five, third and six, and they just continued to get them. So, yeah, those numbers, that was I did not anticipate Northwestern's offense to be able to move the football as easily as it did. And then credit the defense, the second half, we were much better. But at that point, you know, I felt really good. If we got to 20 today, we were going to win. I would have been wrong, because Northwestern's offense was better than what I think we anticipated coming in, and it was not the way the game went. And, again, tip the cap to Northwestern for being able to play their game.
All right, that'll do it for us here in the booth for Mark Tauscher, Patrick Hurd, Mike Keller, and Dave McCann, as well as Aisha Jackson back at our studio. This is Matt LePay. Your final again, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 10. Still more postgame coverage coming up. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Billy Schmidt as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company that's committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. With huge selection, quality name brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. While we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number 4, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We're inside the set. Lots of Badger fans wallowing in their sorrows today. Or just, you know what, good camaraderie afterwards, because that's what Badger fans do, right?
That's why you
get together, have
games.
A few cold ones right here, kind of figure out what's next, maybe more than a few.
I was going to say more than a few, and there's going to be a lot of the world's problems solved at those tables here tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we can solve a couple for this UW football program here on the postgame show. But this is a night for reflection and for putting the pen to paper and trying to figure out what can you figure out positively going forward and what can you continue to take.
So my first time I did this was in 1998. Okay. And so I've seen a lot of Badger football, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things along the way. Tonight was one of those nights where I just, from the get-go, it felt like they weren't there.
Yeah.
And I have to give credit to our lead-in tonight, Matt and Tausch.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes, you know, we love our Badgers. We support the university. We like our gig, so to speak. Those guys called it tonight. And Tausch, you know, standing old, brother.
Big time. Big time.
You know,
because
here's the deal. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. The talking text line at 414-799-1973 is filled with fire this, mistake that, McIntosh should have done this, that type of stuff, right? Here's the thing that no one has said yet, and you and I have to give credit with this too. You brought this up on one of your shows, like the 15 different shows you do during the course of a week. But when talking about Northwestern, you brought up the seniors on this team.
Yeah.
And they've been through adversity. It's been well documented, the whole deal with Pat Fitzgerald, right? So when I got over here, I pulled this up quick, right? Let me run through this real quick. So on the offensive side, Northwestern has a junior at quarterback. The running back tonight, Cam Porter, is a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Johnson, their wide receiver, he's a sixth-year senior.
Yep, senior.
A.J. Henning is a senior. Bryce Kurtz, their other wide receiver, is a senior.
How about it?
Their tight end is a graduate senior. Their offensive line, Billy, junior, senior, 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 junior.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball.
Let's do it.
Defensive lineman, graduate, junior, senior, junior, senior, 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 and junior. Now let's flip the card.
Yep.
And again,
tail of the tape on the
I am not
side.
Making excuses.
Nope.
I'm just trying to point something out here, right? Okay, Tanner Mordecai, who is almost like a – I mean, he is. He's a first-year player in this program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Braylon Allen gave it a go. He's a junior, couldn't play tonight, got three carries in. Jackson Aker is a redshirt sophomore. Let's look at Cade Iacomelli. I'm going to look him up real quick here. Cade is a – let's see here.
Where is he? A redshirt freshman?
Is he a redshirt freshman? I got to go alphabetically now. See if you can find that one, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't look that one up.
Redshirt sophomore.
Redshirt sophomore.
Redshirt freshman, sorry.
So the guy that carried the ball tonight the most was a redshirt freshman. Team Ray's a senior, as you know. C.J. Williams is a sophomore, first year in the program. Bryson Green, junior, first year in the program. I know they may have they transferred in, but still in the program. Quincy Burroughs, redshirt freshman. Slot receivers. Will Pauling, redshirt sophomore. Skylar Bell, redshirt sophomore. Vinny Anthony, sophomore. Tight ends, Tucker Ashcraft, who's a true freshman. Riley Nowakowski, who's a redshirt junior. Your offensive lineman, junior, sophomore, junior, sophomore, junior, junior, and sophomore.
Wow. Extremely, extremely young.
Yes.
Difference on the table.
And when you have young guys, they make a lot of mistakes.
Yep.
And this team is
mistakes
yes,
as well.
And this team has made mistakes all season long. Does it excuse them? No. But you are a football coach, and you know when you start sophomores and even juniors, because typically juniors, unless they're playing as a sophomore, they haven't taken many snaps.
Yeah.
You really don't see them blossom until when?
Until about 15 games in.
Yes.
And that's going to be your second year. Well, and Tim, the other part of it is when the adversity hits Northwestern in the preseason, the initial thought in today's college football is how many of these guys are going to leave? How many of these guys are going to get out of here?
They didn't.
Some of which because they can't,
right?
If you're leaving 3 weeks before the season starts, good luck going somewhere and actually playing and being, you know, in the rotation. But you also have dudes that have a lot of passion and a lot of love for Northwestern.
Right.
And they wanted to prove a lot
smart.
Of people wrong. And they're smart. They're smart, experienced football players.
Yes.
And for a defense, now their interim head coach is – a first-year defensive coordinator, but everything else pretty much the same for Northwestern. So it was an experienced group on the other side, and the difficult part is, and this is one of those things that you touched on, Tausch is really hitting out of the park each time. They played harder throughout the game, and that's the difficult part, that they took it to you seemingly every snap, especially
yep.
in that first half. And I have not been a part of a game, seen a game, remember being at a game in which a team went 10 for 10 on third downs. I just haven't seen it.
Oh, it was
and
it was a great
was the first
it was a,
time.
Sorry to interrupt, but it was a great game called by them in the first half. They're at the end at
great
half
call, perfectly executed. I mean, it was impressive. They came into the season or into the game, Tim, averaging 292 yards of total offense. They had 294 in the first half.
So it's 24-3 at half, okay? They outrushed Wisconsin in the first half, 126-8. They averaged 5.7 wow. yards a carry. They were 10 for 11 on third downs, okay? First downs in the first half, Northwestern had 16. The Badgers had 5. Time of possession, which is dominant in Wisconsin historically. In the first half, Northwestern had the ball for 19 minutes and 16 seconds compared to 9 minutes and 38 for Wisconsin.
Yep. And we're picking up third and mediums, third and longs consistently to have that time of possession.
Right.
I mean, your offense wasn't horrendous in the first half. Actually, I thought Mordecai looked good in the first half. But, and this was evident throughout, you were so one-dimensional because you couldn't run the ball. I think they were 7 for 9 yards in terms of carries
yeah.
for running backs. Mordecai had one scramble maybe for 5 yards in that first half. Right. I mean, it was a thorough beating on the other side. And this is – it's one of the really difficult things after last week. We come on and we're talking about it throughout and mean everything we say in the moment. Still saw – possibilities for improvement throughout, certain guys improving throughout. Today it was hard to say that about just about anything on the field until you finally get into the end zone in the 59th minute of the game. It was a wild one to witness here today.
Matt and Tausch talked about this. You and I talked about it on our postgame show following the Ohio State game.
Mm-hmm.
We were concerned about how much that stretch of Iowa and Ohio State back-to-back took out of this team physically and emotionally. I think it took – obviously it took out a ton with this team.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things – when you and I were talking at halftime, I listened to your conversation with Mike Heller, and then when you came back over and we were talking a little bit about it, and I said, what disappoints me right now is that – I don't know what Luke would say to him at halftime, but to me a player's got to step up and he's got to say this is BS. There was a moment during this game where they didn't go for it on fourth down. They went for a punt instead. And Tanner Mordecai was upset. It was in the first half. Mm-hmm. Jumped up and down, was not happy. Now, I know Tanner's a team captain, right? But he transferred in. You played in sure. locker rooms and stuff like that. Maybe not in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. But if a player comes in from a different program and he wows you enough that you name him team captain, right? But still, leadership is earned. And here's a guy that has been out the last, what, three games?
Yeah.
Because of injury.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the reasons why he earned to come back here is because of what he's been doing.
Yes.
Throughout those stretches. And it is when, especially after Fickell talks about it, exiting Bloomington, about how he felt like he kind of laid into him a little, maybe a little rougher than he had to after the game, said he right. really unloaded a little bit. You can only go to that as a coach a certain amount of times. And doing it in back-to-back halves is really difficult to do and to not start losing guys. So that does have to be a player-led moment. And it is tonight's a time when you start, and tomorrow, as Fickell talked about with Mike, that, you know, we can't be looking at these next two games and which one we can win to
right.
make sure we get into a bowl game. Coming in tomorrow, there's going to have to be some real conversations and some tough ones here tonight between the guys, because this is a real gut check moment when you came in here 2 weeks ago and all the conversation is after a win or after the loss to Ohio State, right? Gutting. We talked about how much put in, but there's also a win against Illinois there in the middle that keeps you alive. And some help on the outside keeps you alive. And it's now the month of November. This is when we have to close. And they've really done anything but.
Well, one thing you talked about tonight, too, and again, I'm looking at the talk and text line, and I don't really know if I want to go there yet.
Yeah, difficult time to go to it.
And I'm getting lambasted a little bit now because of my the age difference between these two teams, right?
Sure.
But something you said before we came on the air tonight, I think bears repeating. The snaps that these young guys are getting, and you throw Braden Locke into the mix too.
Mm-hmm.
It's invaluable. Yes, you want Vinnie Anthony to go up and catch that pass at the goal line. Yes, you want Will Pauling to keep a drive alive, right, at third and six. But these are – it's much like what you do on Sundays with the Green Bay Packers. You're seeing the same things happen with young, inexperienced guys. The problem with it is, in the world we live in, fans don't have patience. I understand that. I'm not a patient guy.
Yeah,
you aren't either. We want them to win in the worst way. The thing with youth, though, is that there's a point where you can no longer use youth as an excuse. And I think that's the thing that's troublesome, that's bothersome about this. Is that by now, and Tausch said it a few minutes ago, this is stuff in week one or week two you get cleaned up. We're in week nine, week 10.
Yeah.
These things can't happen any longer.
And it feels like it was just a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about this after maybe the Georgia Southern game and saying, all right, now we're getting into Big Ten play. We'll put those procedural penalties behind us. Well, that was put behind you. There wasn't that today. And that's where I'm having a really tough time comprehending throughout it is it just seems like I wouldn't necessarily say regression, but everybody else is progressing and you seem to be kind of stagnant, spinning your tires in the same space that you've been. And that's where the old adage, like you mentioned right there, nobody's young anymore. There's no more sophomores, no more freshmen at this point. But when you're making similar mistakes, it becomes a little bit clear that inexperience is having more of a fact, or playing more of a factor in your performance than it should be at this point.
I am so disappointed right now, as many Badger fans are, with the first half performance of this team as a whole. I'll focus on
the crazy.
Yeah, I'll focus on the defense a little bit. That Ohio State game and how they played, I came out of that thinking the offense with the injuries will figure it out. But this defense now has found its footing. It's got it. It's got it figured out. And then they went to Indiana, and they kind of – they did. They sleepwalked through the first half. Kind of woke up in the second half and made a game of it for the offense. But by then it was too late. Today, nobody showed up. I mean, no. They played hard. Let's clarify. But
But in every key moment, Tim, you could look over to Northwestern, and in the first half, they were going to make a play.
Yes.
Because you mentioned it, they were playing hard. There would be a stop for one on second down to make it third and six, but then there was a screen pass for 8 yards. And again, I mean, we obviously focus on the Cardinal and White for a reason, but it was flawless execution on the other side. Yeah. It was fantastically schemed up. They used Wisconsin's aggressiveness on defense that has been what's worked for him in the second halves of these games. They used it completely against him. And how many times did you see the young man on the other side, Bryant, slinging it right into a blitz or running a screen off the blitz? And it was really well designed, really well game planned, and that comes to, at some point, you need one of your seniors to make a play. And you just didn't have anybody on that side that was able to make the big play despite them having a good call against yours.
We are going to go inside the locker room here in a bit with Mike Heller. If we get it, we're going to play some of Luke's post-game press conference for you as well. Lots of things to sift through. The program is not in good shape right now. That's obvious. We don't have to tell you that. The talk and text line is there, too, at 414-799-1973. Badgers, for the second straight week, lose a game by the same score, 24-10.
Wow.
Back-to-back weeks. Indiana last week. Now it's Northwestern. Let's put our hands together, and we'll get through this.
We'll get through it together in tonight's show. No doubt about it.
Our postgame show, live from the set, continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. We all continue in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Today's game against Northwestern marks the 10th annual Celebrate Agriculture game for the University of Wisconsin and is sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, and Gaia. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, welcome back. Tonight throughout the states, the local Wisconsin UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Now, Tim Scott, who right now is taking a beating on social media.
Goodness gracious.
And on the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. Just because I brought up the age difference between Northwestern and Wisconsin tonight, I'm sorry. They're a more experienced bunch. Should the Badgers have been more salty? Yes, they should have been. They didn't show up again.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. That's frustrating. Everybody's frustrated about that. But, and again, you can say, well, we have a new coaching staff. They have a somewhat new coaching staff,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? Something called JRH3 says, here comes Tim Scott and Billy Schmid with rationalization. Please stop. The senior discussion is weak. If the talent and coaching is there, age doesn't matter. No talent, no coaching, bad times. You guys need to stop pandering.
Pandering?
Pandering to what? Yeah. Pandering to who? Because frankly, nobody is happy about this. Nobody finds this acceptable. And nobody at the university is walking in tomorrow saying, you know what, guys, it's all good. Yeah. It's okay. There's going to be insanely tough decisions there. But for people that are talking or hitting us up on the talk and text line of saying, focus on what changes are going to happen.
So what changes would you like to make?
You changes this past year.
Yeah.
You know how you continue to have years like this? You continue to spin your wheels and go about firing this guy and that guy. At some point, continuity and development has to be a part of it. If you want to talk about talent, well, the lack of talent is one of the reasons why the former staff is no longer employed.
Yes.
So you need to allow this staff to have some time to get players that fit and mold into the system. It is mind-blowing to me how easy we try to make this sound like. It isn't a fact of just snap your fingers and your roster gets flipped over to two new schemes. A new offensive scheme and a new defensive scheme, which is markably different than the one you were running for the last decade and a half.
And
isn't this easy.
Well, and the other thing you can argue, too, on the defensive side of the ball, your two best players are now playing for, a year ago, are now playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who you will see tomorrow against the Green Bay Packers. They don't have a playmaker this season on defense. The guys play balls out. There's no doubt about that. Yep. They don't have a playmaker. They don't have a difference maker on defense this year. They will develop one. They will go out and find one. On the offensive side of the ball, Tanner Mordecai, in my opinion, was a stopgap.
Sure.
He was the guy that was going to come in because he was used to this.
Yep.
Longo had
year.
They had a little bit of a past. 1 year come in, it'll get us through, right?
Yep, totally.
So now it begs the question, okay, because this is what the fans want. You want those radical changes. Is Braden Locke your starting quarterback next week against Nebraska? Mm. Do you flip it? See, I say no. I say you stay with Tanner Mordecai. I thought Tanner Mordecai did not play poorly tonight. Here's the other thought about the offense, right? For all those who want to fire this and do that and change everything else, through the launch, which were the spring practices, through the camps that you watched in Platteville, this whole offense was predicated on, believe it or not five wides, using the skills of one Chez Malusi and Braylon Allen, and then everything else would develop. I'm sorry, we lost Chez against Purdue, and Braylon has not been the same since Ohio State.
No, and look at the offense in a whole, boss. the offense really hadn't been the same since you lost Chez. Yes. Couch brought it up earlier that, I mean, when was the last time you put up 30 points? When you had Chez in the ballgame, because he gave you something that nobody else on the roster right now gives you in that running back room. A change of pace, somebody that probably fits your scheme a lot better, and a senior leader.
Cade Iacomelli, which is a great kid, great story, but as you and I were kind of joking at halftime, when Phil Longo's putting together his plays and design things and mapping out the season, he's looking at this guy going, this is my special teams ace, right?
Yeah, it wasn't aim. Let's make sure that we figure out a way to get Cade Iacomelli into a point where he's our bell cow back come November.
Yes.
That's our path to a Big Ten championship game.
Come on.
It is funny, though, and I understand where the passion and vitriol comes from. It's one of the reasons why they pay us to do this show is because Badger fans are so passionate. But then with the passion and all the passion and vigor that we came with a year ago on these post games where you and I were calming people down and laughing at the thought that there was going to be a change, now you need to have some passion of patience and allow this thing to get better. I understand it's not good right now. And maybe all the hype and the excitement and the videos and the good marketing that the university did, maybe that got your expectations too high. I'm sorry. Does that make people feel better? That your expectations were maybe a little too high? It's year one of a new coach. And rarely does that result in what TCU did a year ago and went to the national championship game. You know what they're in a situation to do now, Tim? Is not go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
So
let's fire Sonny Dykes then.
Better
right?
Fire him. I mean, because there's got to be some major changes right now. Now, you asked me about Tanner Mordecai, and it's a good question for this part. You asked me after the Illinois game, and I thought it was going to be kind of hard to turn it to take it away from him. Well, you did that. I don't know how much better everybody is around the quarterback play if you keep flip-flopping. So now that you went back to Mordecai, I think you might have to stick with him for the development of the group around you. And the other part of it is you got to win one of these last two games.
Yeah.
Because the youth on this roster that we detailed there needs 15 practices before you go to Orlando or whatever.
Noah writes in on the talk and text line. So, 18 of 22 of the starters are upperclassmen, but it's the experience, right? Question mark. Braun was thrown into a much worse situation at Northwestern and has his team playing hard, unlike the Badgers. Your show has shown as much improvement as this Badger football team. This program is in for a rough time these next two seasons, but hopefully by then they'll have the experience needed to beat Northwestern. Love your cynicism. Love your sarcasm. Whatever word you want to use on it tonight.
Yeah. And it is that's going to be one of the toughest parts, and one of the things that I'm excited to hear from Fickell is his messaging after, because you would have anticipated, and we all thought, that rock bottom kind of came last week.
No, rock bottom was today.
You hope that it is today.
Right.
You hope that it's not next week against Nebraska. But this one is really difficult to see.
Someone just sent us a text that says Paul Chris' first year as a coach was 10-3. Different team.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
How many guys did they have going into the NFL when he first started? Now, you didn't like – some people may not
again,
like
this one.
Again,
he inherited the Gary Anderson stuff.
Yeah.
And he cleaned that up.
You know, Nick Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe in his first year at Alabama. He went 6-6 his first year at Alabama. So, I mean – you still might have the next Nick Saban as your head coach.
You understand, though, that someone will point out to you that, well, he inherited, you know, you can't compare Billy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, you can't. It's like if you say that Barry Alvarez won one game his first year as a head coach, you can't compare because the program is completely different.
Sure.
This program was at such a high when Luke Fickell took over. Luke has really messed this up. Matt LePay said, and I'm going off the top of my head, so I'm off a little bit, he shared the Big Ten record of this program over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't good.
No. It's like 16 and 15?
16 and 15, I think that's what Matt said.
Yep.
So that's Fick's fault too, right?
Yep, all of his.
Right, that's Fick's fault. I've said it numerous times in this postgame show, as have you. The recruiting stuff, the COVID stuff, all this other stuff that happened, right? This is, it's all, to me, and tell me if I'm crazy when I say this, it all has added up to where it is today.
Yeah, and the record coming into this year of that Big Ten record is why the fundamental shift came in the offseason.
Yes.
Is because you,
yes,
because as difficult as it is to say right now, you're in that third tier of Big Ten schools, and you only add teams in the first and second tier coming in next year. So it is a dangerous moment to drop down into the third tier, because if you get really in with Minnesota,
Nebraska, Indiana,
Maryland,
Illinois. Yeah.
I would say Illinois and the other ones still might be a tick below.
You know what? Iowa's,
granted, they whooped you last year.
You could,
so.
And here's the fear from Badger fans. And you and I talked about this at halftime, too. It's not this season, per se. It's the future. And the fact that this is the last year of the West. It's the last year of divisions. Next year, we go wide open. And you look at the schedule you have next year. You've got Oregon on it. You've got USC on it. You've got Alabama on it. Granted, that's a non-conference game. Mm-hmm. Penn State's here next year, I believe. So that's, but, I mean, you got a lot of heavyweights. And based upon what you're seeing right now and knowing what lies ahead, Badger fans going, oh, my God, we're going to become one of those schools. Yep. I get that tonight. I do. But I will not believe that Luke Fickell has become a bad football coach in 1 year.
No.
I won't. I don't. I won't believe that. Now, will my opinion change if things are the same way at the end of next season? Your opinion's going to change too.
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there's got to be some patience. I like 317 texter. The thing is, everyone was so confident that you would kick Northwestern all week. All of a sudden, you guys are sounding like Northwestern was better all along. Where was all this last week? Well, you weren't listening, at least to me personally, all week long, because I knew this was going to be a tougher game. Vegas put it as an 11.5-point spread, and that was laughable, because it's difficult to see this team being, you know, 7 points better than favored by 7 points over anybody in the Big Ten right now. So if that was your plan coming in here, then that was obviously looking at the two names, looking at the records, and saying it should be easy. Northwestern's played some good games over the last 3-4 weeks, and they have played better. And for Wisconsin, again, it's been a lot of the same mistakes over the last 4 weeks. Some of that's the inconsistency in the lineup. Some of that's the youth. The other part of it is, I think most of that is the talent.
Well, the other part is this, and you've been inside locker rooms, okay? Just a general observation by me. You know, after the loss last week, Luke lit them up.
Yeah.
Okay? Mike told us that. Luke talked about it on the Monday call-in he does with us on our statewide radio shows. They didn't respond. And when they don't respond to that, to me what it tells me, and tell me if I'm wrong in this, it just feels like there's a lack of leadership among the player group in that locker room.
Yeah.
And it pains me to say that, but that's just the way it feels tonight. Is that wrong?
Well, no, and I think maybe that's where the youth can be a little bit more of a contributing factor, because you don't have a whole lot of guys with a lot of experience, right, to feel like they can be that confident. I think you got some good ones in Mumajong Mehta. I believe Tanner Mordecai is a good leader. Now, but it's difficult to lead the club when you're in the tub. It's difficult when you're not playing.
Right.
But now you're going to be in a position going forward where your youth is going to have a lot of opportunities. They've already been on the field a lot, but now you're going to have more opportunities to lead, to try and be in that position, and you see how those kids take it, and hopefully they run with it.
Scott Nelson always said when he did the show with me for years that there's always an opportunity for a young guy. You never know, and he would always share his story about when he was, I believe, a true freshman, he got an opportunity to play special teams, and then that led to him getting in the defense, and he never took a step back. I think that's what you're going to see here in the final two games of the season. There's going to be some from a coaching standpoint, you're like, okay, we want to get that final win. We want to win out, certainly. If we want to keep the bowl streak alive, mm-hmm. that's important. We want to reclaim the axe, which we haven't had in our hands for a while, which yep. is sore spot with us. But at the same time, this is a chance for us to evaluate the future a little bit, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you start seeing one guy text in, says the big problem is you don't know who will transfer out. The other part of that, the other factor in that equation is you don't know who you don't want around.
Right.
And maybe they will transfer out, give you some open scholarships.
And you don't know who may transfer
Who may transfer in? That's the other yes. part of this. I mean, everybody was loving how early on for Coach Prime, he had really sparked everybody up in college football with people transferring out and them winning games. They haven't really won a game in about a month and a half, and it doesn't look like they're going bowling. So be careful what you wish for on certain sides. But I do believe that this adversity over the last couple of weeks in the future is going to help the program, because I think a lot of the guys that you're still seeing over the next couple of weeks are going to be players for you going forward.
The heavy lifting continues in just a bit. Badgers fall tonight, same as last week, this time at the camp to Northwestern by a score of 24-10. And local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Back again at the set is the Ford postgame show. Your local Wisconsin UP Ford dealers postgame show continues. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt, if you're just joining us, Badgers falling home today to Northwestern 24-10. Badgers now 5-5 on the season. Billy, games like this, it's oftentimes hard to find one, but let's select our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Play fake to Allen. Tanner has plenty of time. Fires it left side for Anthony. Makes the catch inside the 30. Down near the 25 of Northwestern. Devin Turner on the tackle. Beautiful throw from Mordecai. They'll mark inside the 30 of Northwestern. First down, Wisconsin.
I wish that play had happened third quarter, fourth quarter. Did not. Yeah. That was the first drive of the game that happened.
Well, and that's the funny part when you say in games like this it's hard to find an energizing play. Luckily, it happened so early that it definitely energized the crowd. And at that point, Cam Randall was rocking. Now, listen, the one end zone was still a little light. But everybody else had filled on in, were fired on up, and the crowd was pretty good tonight and definitely loud in voicing their excitement in that play and then their displeasure later.
That is our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Let's go across the street inside the locker room now. Mike Heller standing by with Badger quarterback Tanner Mordecai.
Talking with Tanner Mordecai, let's talk about what you came back from today. I want to start there because the description of how you've attacked this rehab is that you've assaulted the rehab, how badly you wanted to get back out there. How good was that for you today? Not the result, but getting back out and playing.
It was good to be back. No matter what, I want to give everything I can to these guys. So, I'm happy I was able to be healthy enough.
How did playing feel for you? Did you feel restricted, limited in any ways?
No, I felt fine.
Yeah. Talked to Coach Fickle after he left the locker room, and he called this the most challenging situation he's ever faced. How do you respond to where you are as a team and understanding how he views it as well?
I mean, it's very, very frustrating. I think we have a lot to figure out about who we are as a program, what kind of guys we got walking around. I think the guys have handled adversity well throughout the year. But today was very, very disappointing. So we'll see.
Tanner, one of the questions going to be asked, I'm asking it, is how do you – you're a leader. It's your first year here, but you're a leader.
Yep.
How do you protect the locker room from going away? Teams can get – locker rooms can get lost in these moments. Mm-hmm. How do you work to keep that from happening?
I want the guys who want to be in there. If anyone doesn't want to be in there and feels like cashing it in, then I'll be the first one to open the door for them. I'm going to be positive with the guys. I think we have really, really, really solid guys in there. I'm very thankful to be with them, even through really embarrassing and disappointing times. But we have a great locker room, so I don't anticipate guys cashing it in for the year, we'll see.
My last one for you, Tanner. You guys practice on Sundays. What do you anticipate tomorrow to be like here?
I think it'll tell us a lot about who we are.
Pretty good stuff from your quarterback, huh?
Yeah, and he had a message that he wanted to send out. Didn't like a couple of those questions. He did like, and I loved his response to the question about locker room splintering at this moment, because a lot of it is, we got to keep everybody together. Tanner said, no, you don't want to be here, then I'll open the door for you.
We'll open the door for you.
I'll help you out. If you don't want to be a part of the solution when you've been a part of the problem, then the door is right there.
Well, Mike also said to Tanner when he talked to his head coach, he's never been in a situation like this.
Yeah.
And
that speaks volumes.
Right. And so it's what I said earlier about now it's upon the players, right?
Yeah.
Because clearly there's something going on right now. The messages that they have given these guys for whatever reason, has not sunk in.
It has not resonated.
No.
Enough. No.
It is not. So now it's among the players. You know what? If Tanner Mordecai's that guy, then Tanner Mordecai's that guy. But yeah, somebody in that locker room has got to step up now and go, wait a minute. Okay? Come on now.
Yeah, this is not what we're going to be about. Not now, not ever. And it is, for Luke, he is in a tough spot where there is only so many times and so many things you can say until you need those players to be the ones delivering the message. But when you're not getting the results from it, it can be really difficult for guys to continue to buy in. I understand that. But they're in a position right now, Tim, where they need a couple of things to go right for people to start thinking and believing in the messaging they're getting.
You know, I was looking through one of the things we got in the talking text line tonight.
It's dangerous right there.
Yeah, I know. But saying about 18-22, the Badgers start.